Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. We're having technical difficulties already. This is the Green Ideas Radio Show, and welcome to another food news extravaganza. And I believe, Brian, are you there?
Am I supposed to be here?
Yes, you are. Our intro music didn't
then
play.
Then I'm here. You're
there. Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, intro music.
Difficulties.
Yeah, intro music's not working for some reason, but I got an announcement just before the show that the Blog Talk Radio was experiencing technical difficulties. So once again, here we go. But welcome to our show, and we're here every other Sunday now with food news where you can learn something, hopefully laugh a little bit. And I guess Laurie's having a problem getting in on the system as usual. But Brian, what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually allow you 15 minutes of fame. Oh, wait a minute. Here's Laurie. I think. Hold on a second. Let's make sure. Laurie, how are you this morning? Or this evening? Not this morning, this evening.
Wake up. I'm good.
Yeah.
How are you? How are you guys doing?
We're doing nice. Hello,
we're
Brian.
We're great. I'm good.
Brian.
Hi.
Yeah, we're having technical difficulties already, Laurie. Our intro music didn't play, but we are here. And what I was getting ready to say is Brian just got back from Austria, and I'm going to let him have his 15 minutes of fame to tell us all about his Austria trip. But before we do that, we have to have a little Austria intro music.
High on a hill where the lonely goat herd lay, hoodlay, hoodlay, hoodlay. Now from the voice of the lonely goat herd lay, hoodlay, hoodlay.
Enough of that. Okay, Brian, welcome back. Well, you want to tell us about your Austria trip?
I'll make it real simple for you because I know you get bored. I passed many McDonald's. I didn't go in. I cooked a pork belly and I ate it. Now we can go on to food news. That's all you wanted to hear about.
The detail. It's so funny. You got to tell us some of the stories because I know when he says 15 minutes of fame, you have the floor and you just talk till you want to talk because you were telling me some of the stories and I was laughing so hard. I'm like, save it, save it for the radio.
I don't know. It's all blur now. I was drunk for 6 days.
That's exactly
then,
it. That's what I love about it.
And my Friday radio show friends got it all out of me, and now I don't remember anything anymore.
No, but you got to tell how it started out, and then it was like you said, it was a continuation of, they eat late, and you drink. And then it's like, 3 in the morning, and you got to get up, so you might as well just stay up and keep drinking and then just continue on. It was just one party after the next.
Well, believe it or not, people think that, I was out there having a good time, but I was actually working. But, work for a professional drinker is what? Is drinking. So, you just kind of keep drinking, that's all. And when you have to get refreshed and ready for the next, wine tasting, you drink beer. So you switch to beer and then sometimes schnapps and whatever else that, you can get your hands on. No, we had a lot. We had a lot of fun. It's 5 days of a lot of intense tasting and producers. But, we ate a lot. You get on the bus, we get off the bus, we eat, we drink. You get on the bus, you get off the bus, we eat. We drink.
Yeah, so you have just snacks in between. So you have lunch, and then after lunch, and you're drinking. Then in the afternoon, then you have a snack, and you're drinking. And then you have dinner, and you're drinking. And then you have dessert and cocktails. It was just like, I mean, the food. Tell us about some of the food.
Yeah, every once in a while we had a cup of coffee to try to sober up, but that, you know, that didn't do anything. No, it was a lot. It was a lot of fun, and I think this is going to be an annual affair for me. God, it's been my third year in a row in Austria, two of them on work trips, one of them on vacation. But I love the country. I love the food. At least the people I know are incredibly hospitable. So I can't speak for Austrian politics, nor would I want to. I only deal with what I see. So.
And explain some of the wines to people. Explain some of the wines to people, because some people are probably saying Austria wines.
Oh, Austria. All right. First of all, Austria is situated between the two best latitude lines for wine in the world. You have the areas, the growing areas of Champagne, of Burgundy, of Oregon, of the Finger Lakes, and you have Austria in that same two latitude lines. And they, you know, climates are different, soils are different, but there's something about being in between those two magic lines that make wine great. And Austrian wine is incredible. People don't know about it. You know, they probably only know one grape, which is called Grüneveltliner. But they know nothing about red wines in Austria. They have incredible, incredible red wines. They make Rieslings in Austria. They do all kinds of French varietals, Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, Pinot Blanc. You know, they grow basically everything, and they have their own indigenous grapes, like Grüneveltliner, like Frankish, like Zweigelt. You know, these are Austrian grapes, and they're probably grapes that, really don't do well elsewhere in the world. Although I recently tasted a Zweigelt from Pennsylvania that my company actually happens to carry that kind of blew me away. And I've tasted some Grüners from other places. But I would say that Austria's grapes are pretty much indigenous to Austria, and, you know, they really don't show their character outside of, you know, the Austrian soil that they grow in.
Mm-hmm. Now, with knowing the kind of wine that me and Girl like, how would you compare it?
Well, actually, I introduced you to a few Austrian wines. And I think you like, you like big fruit bomb style wines, and these are not necessarily what Austria does.
Mm-hmm.
So they're wines with more finesse, you know, they're more food-driven wines. But I think I've given you some Austrian wines to try in the past. So, you know, Zweigelt is a little bit like Zinfandel, but it's much lighter-bodied. It doesn't have that big, heavy fruit or heavy alcohol, which I know will disappoint Grill because, you know, he just wants a lot of bang for his buck.
Yes, I do. Can I interject something here? I have been quiet for 6.5 minutes. Just thought I'd let you know you got 8.5 minutes left. Go ahead.
You can have as much time as you want. You can have as much time as you want.
No, I'm over here.
You know,
I'm over
I can
here
either go on forever,
news,
or I can be asked questions and answer them, and then when it's time to move on, we move on.
Well, I'm sure. What I'd like you to tell the audience also is their food. What you had said is, they're very healthy people, but tell them, you know, what they eat.
Oh, God, they eat a lot of meat, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
You said that.
You go downstairs in the hotels to the breakfast spread. And it's like that in most of Eastern Europe, and I think you remember from pictures I probably posted last year from our trip through Eastern Europe. Lots of cured meats in the morning. Yeah, you can get, you know, you can go to a little cook station and they'll make you eggs and stuff like that. But it's not necessarily, you know, what they do. They'll put out herring and lox and all kinds of spreads and cheeses and just like tons and tons of meat. Incredible breads. So yeah, of course,
yeah.
The czar of healthy normal living was not the czar of healthy normal living during my week in Austria.
It wouldn't be fun. Wouldn't be vacation.
I was going to ask that because I was going to say, man, all that drinking and all that meat and all that bread, that must have been a tough job for Mr. Healthy Normal Living. So are you back on the wagon or off? Which way is it, off the wagon or on the wagon? I forget. But are you back,
I don't know.
Back to your healthy living?
I'm hanging onto the wagon and being dragged by the horses. No, I am trying to get back into my routine, but you know what? Because I've been a good boy and I've been taking care of myself, I can binge like that for a week and then go back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, and
I
didn't really put on a lot of weight, and it's already coming off. You know, we got a lot of exercise. I actually got up in the morning and went for walks because, you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful country, and you always want to be curious about things and see the way the people live, and, you know, you get out and you walk in the morning. So, yeah, I took walks, and we did a lot of vineyard walking. So, you know, on our feet a lot while we're touring the wineries and, you know, in the cellars and looking at all the, you know, the tanks and the barrels and tasting. And so, yeah, I got plenty of exercise. So, yeah, I indulged, but I didn't overindulge. I'm sorry?
Who was the famous wine guy that you met?
Oh, there are a lot of famous wine people.
No,
like, I think of all of them as famous. But, yeah, I had the good fortune to actually have dinner with Leo Hillinger, who's one of our producers, and I would say a fairly iconic figure in the wine industry in Austria and maybe in Austria in general, just because of how he's managed to, you know, to merchandise his brand and, you know, and market it, and I think he's gotten incredible marketing people behind him, and, you know, not to mention the fact that they make incredible wine. But yeah, so that was my last, you know, my last day in Austria was supposed to be a kind of detox day, and I spent more time visiting wineries and drinking than I did the first 5 days. But it was fun, yes, and that's when I cooked that belly that I suppose you saw on Facebook, so, but I don't know. I never look to see who looks at my pictures and who doesn't look at my pictures, so I have no idea.
Well, it sounds like you had a good time, and, look at the clock. Oh, my gosh. Does that mean Austria time is over?
Okay. Like, you're playing my favorite, you know, the sound of music.
I know.
Is one of my favorite all-time movies.
Cuckoo here.
Yeah, cuckoo. Anyway, I'm glad you're back, and now we get into the real fun food, my favorite part of the show is our food news, and by the way,
I thought you were
going to
say bacon.
Playing all that music, that's from The Sound of Music, which was filmed in Austria, right, Lori?
Oh yeah,
in Salzburg area.
Is that where it was?
The mountains.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they showed
right.
The making
well,
of it and everything. It was wonderful.
All right, Brian, well, welcome back, but now we must go to the main
show
event here, which is our food news, and so we got to play our food news intro. Mm-hmm. Now the food news. I've got a whole bunch of McDonald's news, Brian. I've been saving this up just for you.
Oh, God.
All right. You know, Laurie was saying, you know, you shouldn't give all this McDonald's news, but I swear, I mean, they dominate the food business, and every time you turn around, there's some kind of food news going on at McDonald's. So here we go. McDonald's is testing a smaller concept store that emphasizes speed and drive-through orders without traditional indoor seating. The restaurant is designed to improve convenience for customers while being smaller and less costly for the company. The concept is being tested in Georgia, New Jersey, Texas, and Washington State. Yeah, it's kind of cool. So it's just going to be a drive-through. I think that's a neat idea. McDonald's is testing, you'll like this, Mr. Healthy Living, Normal Living, chicken McNuggets with no artificial preservatives. What's going to be in them then is what I want to know. The company introduced the new recipe in about 140 stores in Oregon and Washington in March. Has anybody eaten chicken McNuggets lately? I haven't.
I can't say I have.
Oh, well. The company introduced a new recipe, and it is going to be going nationwide. McDonald's is studying whether its expanded menu slows down kitchens due to complaints from store franchises. The performance of the all-day breakfast is still exceeding the chain's expectations. But now they're getting complaints from the franchisees. I have to say I do like the McDonald's breakfast. It's probably one of my favorite foods that they have there. Now, this is breaking news. Go ahead. What, Laurie?
No, and I was going to say, I mean, we always said they should just make the breakfast, you know, around the clock. Because there are shift workers out there, and sometimes they get out and they want to have a breakfast. I didn't understand that. They used to stop it at what, I think, like 10:30 or 11. I forget.
It used to be 10:30. Not anymore. Okay.
And it is
exciting. This one, Brian, I'm so sorry that you're not out there being on the dark side, because listen to this. McDonald's is testing different size versions of the Big Mac. The company is testing a Grand Mac and a Mac Junior in Central Ohio and in Dallas, and we'll see how successful they are in those markets before deciding on a national rollout. So they're going to have a Big Mac, a Grand Mac Junior. Actually, the Big Mac is so tiny now, they should call that the Mac Junior. And a McDonald's in St. Joseph, Missouri will be the chain's first fast casual restaurant in the U.S. 6,500 square foot location will allow customers to place orders at kiosks, remember this, that offer customized burgers, sandwiches, and desserts. It will also feature tableside service, armchairs and couches, and all you can eat French fries, reported the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. I know. I got to go.
Wow, they have
the
best French fries. Can you imagine?
Unbelievable. And on a similar note, remember we talked about Burger King and their hot dogs? I think Brian was here when we talked about that. Well, Burger King's same-store sales were boosted by the addition of hot dogs in the last quarter.
Well, they were.
According to restaurant fans, yes. Hot dogs help bring in new customers and are driving additional spending among existing customers. So the hot dog idea is working. I haven't had it.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Someone told me they had it, but it was like $2, $2.40 for a hot dog. I said it was too expensive, but
they said it was really, really good.
But they said it was good, yep. And one last fast food story group here, Dunkin' Donuts. Remember we talked about this at the airport? I told you I went to the airport and Dunkin' Donuts with their sandwiches. Dunkin' Donuts, they're aggressively changing their menu. They're featuring espresso drinks, like lattes and macchiatos, and as it competes with Starbucks. The drinks traditionally accounted for a fairly small part of the chain's beverage sales, but new product introductions and a revamped menu board are changing that. Dunkin' Donuts will offer pay in advance for loyalty program members through its mobile app. You know, Brian, did you order anything by a mobile app?
I have a couple of them, but you know what? I call you the caveman, but I'm living in the same stone age.
Oh, my God. I mean, everybody's doing it. I've got a story later on here about mobile apps.
I hate them. I don't want more crap on my phone.
I know everybody's doing it. We're just like freaking old-timers because I'm not doing it, but everybody's doing it.
I'm with you too, Brian. I know. I don't want more apps. I mean, oh, my gosh.
Here's one other thing.
My
Duncan
phone is
going to
abscess from all the apps.
I know I'm running out of memory on my phone. I can't even put any more apps. Dunkin' Donuts is testing a chicken and waffle breakfast sandwich at select restaurants. The sandwich contains breaded chicken and maple butter between two Belgian waffles. Oh, boy.
Oh,
there sounds like a healthy
talk
living.
Talk about gaining weight.
Normal living.
Yeah. Boy. Didn't you buy, what were the chips you brought home last week? Wasn't it chicken and waffle?
Yeah,
remember you said I bought
yeah.
a flavored chip? I'm like, we're not crazy about flavored chips, and you kind of liked it. Was that
yeah,
what
it was? Different. Yeah,
chicken and waffle.
Chicken and waffle,
yeah.
Chip. It wasn't
yeah.
my favorite cup of tea, but
no,
it was all right.
Sweet and salty, but no. The bag stays for a couple more days, so when we have a bag of chips sitting around for like 3 days, there's a problem.
All right,
you
well,
just gone
you
in like a day and a half.
Laurie likes chocolate so much, you can take the next story, Laurie.
Oh, okay. Consuming chocolate may improve cognitive ability, according to a study in appetite. Researchers tracked participants' performance on a variety of tests and found those who regularly consumed the most chocolate getting the best results. They also found those who ate the most chocolate had higher total LDL cholesterol but lower glucose levels.
Now, Ryan, is chocolate part of the normal living, healthy living menu?
Yeah, if I do high cocoa level chocolates that don't have a lot of sugar and cream in them.
Like a dark chocolate?
Yeah, which is the kind I love anyway.
They keep finding all good things about chocolate, so I just say keep bringing it in, Laurie. Every time you go to the store, just bring us some chocolate.
I always do.
Yes, you do. Okay.
I always bring home chocolate.
We'll go back to this app thing. This is just amazing to me. Restaurant sales on mobile order ahead platforms, that's what they call them, mobile order ahead platforms, are expected to reach $38 billion by accounting for 10.7% of total QSR industry sales, according to Business Insider Intelligence. And it says alternative commerce solutions will help propel mobile ordering through aggregators like Grubhub and in-store self-service kiosks. Analysts believe Starbucks' digital platform will be a strong sale driver in the long term. The company's heavy investment in mobile technology is in sync with consumers who are eating out more often and increasingly using smartphones to shop. I swear, I mean, it's going to get to where everybody's going to be doing it except Brian, me, and Laurie.
Yep.
Hey,
yep.
I
give Brian credit because you're on the road a lot, and I can see you taking advantage of that. You know, using your app and driving through. But
care less about having the 7-Eleven app on my phone and getting a free cup of coffee because I bought six. You know, it's like big deal. You know.
Hey, Brian.
I hear you.
About. The only problem now is that all of those stupid little membership cards to the grocery stores and everywhere else that I have on my keychain are falling apart, and I got to put those things on my phone because that's what everybody else does now.
Right.
And it's like, you know.
Hey, Brian, it makes you feel any better? Yeah. Hey, we still have VHS tapes, so don't worry about it. We're further behind than you are.
We have a player, too.
Well, there you go, see?
You know what I'm worried about now is I've got to replace my CD player, and I'm worried about not finding one. It's probably going to have to buy some combo thing that's so expensive that does CD, DVD, Blu-ray, this ray, that ray, X-ray. I mean,
this way, that way. Hey, go on eBay. That rhymes too. Check on eBay, but they have them.
You don't say. Okay. The next one really is not a food story. In a way it is. It's about Target. But Target is testing an inventory tracking robot in its stores in San Francisco, according to people familiar with the matter. The robot, called Tally, can roll autonomously around the store and scan products to determine if they were misplaced, mispriced, or are low in stock, reported Fortune magazine. The question I have about
this
story is, where does it go to the bathroom? I want to know that.
Oh, boy.
That's not even
what
funny. All right, Laurie, you got the next one.
Okay, is it Brian going to read?
He doesn't
well,
have
actually,
it. I forgot to read, but
when you mentioned
yes.
Chicken McNuggets, I had to share a travel story from my recent trip. And I don't know if you saw my rant on the day that I left for Austria, but and I'll make this quick. I was in JFK in the international terminal. I guess it's Terminal 1. And I can't believe that these people actually didn't delete my post from their wall. It says, at JFK, and this terminal sucks. Only real food, and they have nothing to eat. No salad of any kind, and my chicken sandwich, in parentheses, which I will only eat half of, is $16.
No.
I'm sure the piece of chicken cost them less than $1. Oh, and they just put out plastic forks and knives. What? WTF.
You posted that where on their Facebook page?
Yeah, the place is called The Local, and it's a restaurant, and they have one or a couple in JFK. Let me tell you something, Grill. The chicken was not even chicken. It was that regurgitated pink slime that they make chicken McNuggets out of.
Right.
And what genius thought that barbecue sauce, I mean, sweet Kansas City, you know, Kansas City barbecue sauce, how sweet
yep.
it is?
Yep.
Sweet Kansas City barbecue sauce and blue cheese. How those two would
cheese?
Ever go together?
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
That
you know what?
Oh.
When I asked the guy who barely spoke any English, you know, whether he had the Cobb salad, I was going to order one of the salads on the menu. You know, oh, no salad, no this, no that, no that. I'm like, do you have anything to eat? You know, and he says, oh, we have the chicken salads, you can get a hamburger. All right, the chicken salad was $15.99 option. The hamburger was $16.99 option. So
wow.
I went to the chicken salad. I did not even look at how it was made or what it was. So I figured,
They have a captive audience, Brian, and that's what they can charge you anything. If you're hungry in the airport,
exactly.
What else are you going to do?
Can I tell you that I ate about a quarter of it?
And that's highway robbery. $16 for a sandwich is ridiculous.
I called the guy over, and I said, what do I owe you? This sandwich sucks. Loud enough for everybody to hear me. And
wow.
Before he could even come back with the bill, I figured, well, it was $15.99, the factory didn't tax. I left him $18 on the table, and I walked out. Because it was so disgusting, I could not eat it.
Are you done?
Well, this is from a guy that's eaten in every fast food restaurant and tried everything
exactly.
in creation.
Brian says,
was
like
it crowded?
Grandpa, when you take Grandpa out to dinner, I left my $18 on the day when I got up and left.
Yeah.
All
right, that's my story.
All right, you done? You done complaining? Okay.
I will read.
Sorry. Go
demands
read.
For smaller sized lobster caught in Canada's Prince Edward Island waters grew, especially in the Asian markets. The shift in Asian demand is driven by the Chinese middle class, which finds it easier and cheaper to buy two lobsters per person rather than one larger lobster.
I just think that's funny. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad.
Wait a second.
What?
Lobster and shrimp and things like crustaceans like that, the price is always driven based on the size. So
not necessarily from Canada's Prince Edward Island, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And
cheaper.
I guess they don't have any laws about lobster, you know, size.
Maybe not. I don't know. If you'd like to find out more, you can always call the CBC and find out more. All right, go, Laurie.
You got to report it. Certain foods and beverages can diversify gut bacteria and fend off disease, according to two studies in Science. The fruits, vegetables, coffee, tea, wine, yogurt, and buttermilk were found to improve the variety and health of the microbes in the gut. However, researchers also found that simple carbohydrates can reduce bacterial diversity. Wow.
And the point
and
is?
There is no point. Oh, boy. Yes. Anybody going to read next?
Well, I have
no,
nothing
one,
to
that
read.
Was like,
you didn't
I was
send
having,
me anything
I was having
to
a
read,
coughing
so
attack.
I have nothing to read.
I was having a coughing attack because I've been coughing up a lung for the last 18 days, and that's why I disappeared for a second. So I missed that whole story about gut bacteria, but I'll take the next one. Total U.S. cheese production totaled 11.8. These numbers always amaze me. 11.8 billion pounds in April, a 2.8% increase from 2014 production.
Wisconsin, I think I'm part of that.
Take a guess, Brian. Of that 11.8 billion pounds, U.S. cheese production, how much of it do you think came from Wisconsin, percentage-wise?
From Wisconsin? Well, they probably make most all of the commercial cheese that we eat. So I would say a pretty high percentage.
Yeah,
I was
surprised. Almost 26% of the cheese production comes from Wisconsin. Italian varieties totaled about 5.1 billion pounds, and white American-type cheese production totaled 4.7 billion pounds. That's just in one month, the month of April. We eat a lot of cheese.
Well,
okay.
I don't call that white processed stuff cheese. It's some kind of milk byproduct chemical. I don't call it cheese.
Okay, Grandpa. All right. Dollar sales for PepsiCo Propel water grew 30% over the past year. I have not had Propel water. Has anyone on this panel had Propel
on
water?
The planet?
Propel?
I have. Propel.
P-R-O-P-E-L.
I've heard of it, but, I haven't had it.
The company will boost the marketing budget for the product and will position it as an electrolyte water, reported Ad Age. Also, so-called guilt-free products account for approximately 45% of PepsiCo's portfolio by revenue. This surprised me. According to CEO Indra Newell emphasized the company's focus on the health and wellness category. You'll like this, Brian. Noting that less than 25% of the company's global revenue was generated by carbonated soft drinks. I was surprised at that. I would have thought a lot more, but less than 25% comes from carbonated drinks. The rest of it all healthy living type things, like this Propel water and other products.
Well, gee, I don't drink Propel water. And you know what? I want to know, if it's just water and they claim it's electrolyte, got electrolytes in it, I want to know how we know when we buy that bottle that there are actually electrolytes. Except for the fact that it says it's somewhere on the label.
We don't know. I don't know.
We don't know.
You know,
does
your body all of a sudden
that?
Get charged?
Hey, post that on their Facebook page.
I want proof.
Do a rant about it.
All right. Okay, Brian, since you're Mr. Healthy Living, Normal Living, did you know that a high-fat diet may harm the circadian rhythm and disrupt the sleep cycle, according to a study in Nutrients magazine? Researchers found participants with the highest fat intake were 78% more likely to suffer from daytime sleepiness than those who ate the fewest fatty foods, reported Medical Daily. Are you kidding me? I mean, all of us know that if you go out and, like, eat a Big Mac and have fries, you're going to want to take a nap. So they actually had to study this to figure it out. A high-fat diet will make you sleepy. Oh, well.
Really well now, and I'm not on a high-fat diet.
That's because you drink so much wine in Austria. Laura, you want to take the next one?
Yep. Sure. Well, California agricultural producers. I have to interrupt. Do you guys hear that beeping in my phone? Can you hear that?
No, we don't.
Just on my
no,
end?
We don't.
Okay.
I hear nothing.
I hear nothing.
It was throwing me off. Someone was calling in, and it was throwing me off. So I kept hearing the beep, and I'm trying to ignore it. California agriculture producers are assessing the damage from recent rain, wind, and hail. Most farmers said the rain was welcome, but the wind and the hailstorms caused some damage to the almond, cherry, and prune orchards. Aww. The 2016 California prune crop could be less than half its historical average, according to the Prune Bargaining Association. Low temperatures, high winds, and heavy rains in March disrupted pollination and leading to the crop losses. The remaining fruit is said to be high quality. Well, at least that's good.
Okay. Hey,
but
Grandpa,
it has had
you,
a lot of
Grandpa,
rain.
Grandpa, wait a minute.
And
no, this is
hell.
A great question. Grandpa,
first of
do
all,
you...
you don't grow prunes.
You grow plums.
You grow plums.
Right.
And they turn into prunes. And
Grandpa,
then old people eat them because it's supposed to make them regular.
Yeah, do you eat prunes there, Grandpa?
No, I don't eat prunes.
Maybe you should. All right,
cherry
my
orchards
turn.
And prune orchards. Okay.
My turn. Walmart store is my favorite place. Will phase out its Price First private label. I've never even seen the Price First private label. Price First was designed as a no-frills brand used to compete against other discount retailers. Walmart plans to incorporate Price First products into its Great Value. And we buy lots of Great Value products, like
we
the tissues that Rory bought. They're Great Value.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they're going to eliminate the Price First. Sam's Club is testing a scan and go at 24 stores with a rollout to 100 more by this summer. The service lets shoppers ring themselves up with an exit greeter, double checking customer scanning and inspecting shopping bags. Walmart will also test scan and go in the future. So
I don't like that stuff.
I knew it. I knew it. Well, I hate that.
I do. I hate doing it myself. I just want someone to do it for me. I don't want to try to find the little, the code and stick it in, and it doesn't ring. You got to call the person anyway because you have a problem. Oh, it's just always, to me, there's no way. There's no way. I'll pay people to scan it for me. I will. I really will.
Yes, hey, Ryan, this is the girl from New Jersey who doesn't pump her own gas, so you know she's not going to want to scan her own groceries.
There you go. Maybe it's the
I scan my own groceries all the time.
You're kidding.
I'd rather do that than have them scan them, because then I can actually watch and see what's coming up.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. Dannon, you know Dannon yogurt. Well, they'll source their milk for its yogurt directly from farms as part of a larger plan to influence its supplier practices. Where did that come from? The company will also mandate animal welfare standards for suppliers and require farmers to switch to, what do you think they're going to have them switch to? Non-GMO by 2018. The milk will be sourced from a number of farms and two co-ops, reported in the New York Times. I don't know how in the world they're going to keep up making yogurt if they're going to make everything non-GMO. But 2018, they're going to
do it. The world is changing.
Oh, yes, it is.
Hey,
okay.
Speaking of yogurt,
yeah.
Did you just see the recent news about Chobani, the owner of Chobani? He's like made
something.
Every member of the company a shareholder.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
That's cool. Yes.
I mean, it's kind of almost like fair trade, you know, companies that do fair trade where everybody has a share. Well, I guess it is fair trade in that regard.
Yeah, it is.
I just think that's cool, you know?
Yeah, that was
company.
Cool. That.
It was unbelievable.
We saw that on YouTube. That was pretty cool that everybody became an owner of the stock. And they said it could be worth several hundred thousand dollars per employee.
A lot. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, listen to this, Mr. Normal Living, Healthy Living. Long-term fructose consumption may damage genes involved with memory and metabolism. According to a study in the Lancet magazine, researchers studied the effects of fructose in mice, finding it disrupted genes in the brain that could make it more susceptible to disease. They also found that omega-3 fatty acid, DHA, may reverse those effects of any of those damages from long-term fructose. So
I think that'll only affect people that have brains just the size of mice.
Yep.
Now, this is breaking news that happened a couple weeks ago, and we forgot to mention it, but Costco is actually going to start their own chicken processing operations, which is blowing the minds of the chicken processors, I believe, like Tyson, Purdue, and those folks, Foster Farms, because now they're out there actually going to make their own chickens and source their own chickens. And Costco will expand its business with Pilgrim's Pride in the meantime, even after opening its own poultry processing plant. Costco expects its chicken unit sales to grow between 5 and 8% annually. The chain's own plant will focus on raising the middle-sized birds that are used in its rotisserie chicken line, reported Reuters.
Wow.
It's got everybody all shook up in the poultry industry, though.
I thought they already were processing, but I guess one of the big companies was processing for them.
Yeah, they're processing for them and private labels for them, but now they're going to be doing their own thing. Okay, Laurie, you can take the next one.
Okie dokie. Compounds in soy can kill bacteria, including listeria, according to a study in the Biochemistry and Biophysics reports. Researchers were able to isolate the active antibacterial component of soy from the protein that causes allergic reactions.
Pretty interesting.
Soy.
Listeria is a pretty big deal in the food industry, too. So if soy has a way to kill that bacteria, that's pretty interesting.
Yep. How about the next one? Let me read that one.
Yes, go.
Coffee from Cuba may now enter the U.S.
Yay!
The State Department.
It won't wind up
product
in your folders, can I promise you?
The State Department removed the product from the list of goods not eligible for importation, allowing coffee produced by independent Cuban entrepreneurs to be shipped to the U.S.
I'm waiting for the cigars myself. I don't think they've left that one go yet.
Yeah. A friend of mine was just there, and she's like, "Oh, I got cigars." I'm like, "I hope you brought some for me." No, wait a second. You smoke Swisher Sweets. There's no way you would ever handle a real Cuban cigar.
No, I do not. I beg your pardon. I drink the finest wines and the most finest cigars and the most finest.
No, but
I think I just threw up a little bit.
Casino Black and Mild, wood chip.
Black and Mild. The same thing as a Swisher Sweet.
Oh, they smell so good. It smells like vanilla. I love when he lights it up.
See, Brian?
Yep.
That's not a cigar.
Don't tell her. She thinks they're fancy. Don't tell her. Okay, Brian, do you eat crawfish?
Yeah, I love them. I've eaten them in New Orleans.
Well, guess what? The Gulf Coast has dropped the prices below $2 a pound. The price was $2.99 a pound in February, and the drop is attributed to abundance of crawfish on the market and a good season. So, hey, stock up on crawfish because they're going to be cheap this year.
Well,
I do. I love crawfish.
You got to eat them right from the source because they don't travel well, as far as I'm concerned, and they're downright nasty tasting when they've been frozen. So,
I won't
eat crawfish up here.
No.
Now, Brian, we're going to talk about your favorite company, Chipotle. And you still have that stock? You might want to hang on to it because, according to this, coupons for free burritos are redrawing customers back to Chipotle, according to a survey.
I heard about the free coupons.
Yeah, 41% of those who received the coupon visited the restaurant an average of 3.8 times over the last 30 days, while 59% of those who didn't receive one visited only 1.4 times. So So I guess people don't care. As long as they get a free burrito, they'll go anywhere to eat.
Yeah, but will they come back when they have to pay for it?
Will they come back? You took the words out. I was going to say that.
That's the
question. That's a habit. Right.
I know their sales
could bite them in the ass, you know?
Yes,
it really could bite them in the ass.
Well, their sales were down 28% the last quarter, which was the biggest ever in history. I mean, I think part of that was because they gained, like, millions of burritos, but maybe it'll work.
Well, those non-GMO sodas that they serve must be real expensive.
Okay. Laura, you want to take the next one? I got to cough up a little bit.
Sure. Food City will expand its curbside pickup service. The Go-Kart program allows customers to select purchases online before a professional shopper fills the order and loads it in the customer's vehicle for a $5 service fee. BJ's Wholesale Club introduced the pickup and pay program to allow for online ordering and in-store pickup. The program will not include perishable grocery items, which customers will need to collect themselves.
Oh,
and the service will be made available in all of the chain's 213 stores.
We are getting so freaking lazy between apps,
yes,
and pickups and
the
all
app,
this stuff. Unbelievable.
The pickups, the ordering.
Okay,
yep.
And you know what? Not only are we getting lazy, but stuff like this is only because we're lazy and we shouldn't be doing this. Stuff like this is only good for old people that really need this help. Okay, what old person do you know that actually knows how to use a computer and order food online to have
True.
It delivered? They probably still carry cash in their pocket, you know, and they're going to use a credit card.
Look at it this way. Eventually, all the young become old, so then at some point in time, everybody will be old and doing it. So I guess that's what they're planning for.
Nope. I'm always
I hope I never lose the ability to go to a grocery store
that's
and go
saying.
Shopping.
Me neither, because I love it.
Mr. Healthy Living, Normal Living, you're going to like this story. Wawa type places. Quick Trip is employing registered dietitians to provide more fresh food options. The move is part of an overall evolution of convenience stores from gas stations that sell food to food retailers that sell gas, according to the National Association of Convenience Stores. Also, speaking of Wawa, Wawa plans to increase its focus on food service. With plans to hire both a food and beverage manager and a food and beverage supervisor for each and every store in 2016. Food service now accounts for more than 50% of Wawa's revenue, and it is investing $1 million at many of its older stores to update its food service offerings, among other improvements. They do have good food, and
oh my gosh,
always busy. Unreal.
Always, always packed.
Wawa and Sheetz, both.
Yep.
Constantly busy.
Wawa, and what was the other one you said?
Sheets.
They're like in the South. You see those quite a bit. Sheets and Wawa. All right. Now, this one here, is going to be probably just earth-shattering news and overwhelming science that people are just not going to believe. But listen to this. Emphasizing healthy food rather than avoiding bad food, here you go, here's the headline, is key to avoiding heart attacks and strokes, according to a study in the European Heart Journal. Researchers found those who ate the most healthy food had the lowest chance of heart attack or stroke while consuming modest amounts of carbohydrates, deep-fried food, and sugars. Can you believe that, Brian?
and you make fun of my healthy living.
Yes, I do, because it's fun.
There's proof.
There's proof.
I'm older than you, and I'm gonna outlive you. You know, and you're gonna disappoint me because I'm gonna miss you. You know, those last few years.
Now here's something really scary. Speaking of that, processed meat consumption may increase the risk of stomach cancer. According to a study by the American Institute of Cancer Research, researchers found every 1.8 ounces of processed meat eaten daily increased the risk of stomach cancer by 18%.
By 18%?
How did they come up with these numbers, first of all? But that's amazing. Is that like,
that's
we're talking like
very
bologna? I guess we are. Oh, boy. All right, Laurie, you want to take the next one?
Sure. CKE restaurants partnered with DoorDash to deliver Carl Jr.'s in Southern California. The partnership includes over 100 restaurants and marks DoorDash's first partnership with the hamburger chain. What does that mean?
DoorDash is going to deliver Carl's Jr. hamburgers to your house. Talking about, here
again,
we go,
lazy living. Lazy living.
DoorDash. Again, well, it makes sense. You know,
you're going to go eat junk food. At least get some exercise to work it off.
No, because everything's going to be delivered to your house by an app, by the Uber taxi, DoorDash. All you got to do is push a button, and it's going to show up. Remember George Jetson? All he did is push a button, and his food just came down, and then Rosie would go wash the dishes.
Elroy, do. Jane, his wife.
Okay.
Can I read the one-liner? This one-liner about Roy Rogers?
Yes, you may.
Didn't we talk about this? I didn't know Roy Rogers were still around.
Yeah, they are.
Well,
Roy Rogers plans to open six stores. Wow. Six stores in 2016. Oh, boy. And that's a DoorDasher.
But, yeah, I know. Roy Rogers went out of business a long time ago, and I did like their roast beef sandwich. I think it was a roast beef sandwich that was really good there. But, yeah, they're coming back, I guess. Saddle up.
They're trying. I mean, that's not really a big, you know, six stores.
Well, I remember
really
they used to have good positions at the major highway rest stops.
Yeah, they did.
You would find Roy Rogers at least on the I-95 corridor. You would find Roy Rogers, but I haven't seen one in years.
I haven't seen
They're coming back. Now this is very interesting. As much as 90% of Florida's citrus acreage and 80% of the trees are infected by a disease called citrus greening, according to a survey by the University of Florida. Estimated the disease reduced their yield of tree by 41%. Scientists are examining ways to, you're going to like this, Brian, genetically disable the Asian citrus bug, the insect that hosts the citrus greening bacteria. Researchers at the Citrus Research Education Center in Florida for the past 2 years identified specific genes involved in the interaction between this bug and greening bacteria and assembled at least 25 RNA interference candidates that could alter those genes. So they're going to be doing some major league GMO to the oranges and these little citrus bugs.
Wow.
Wait. Why don't you just spray them with Roundup? That'll get rid of them.
Well, that would probably work too. And they'll be citrus brown instead of citrus green. Okay. All right, here we got two more stories. British away-from-home tea sales declined for the fifth consecutive year in 2015. So the British are not doing their tea anymore, foo-foo-foo. The 20% drop to 2010. But what are they drinking instead? Meanwhile, away-from-home coffee sales reached 2.1 billion cups in 2015 in Britain, up 4.3% compared to the year prior. So,
wow.
So much for British tea time. Wow.
Yeah, that's really surprising.
I wonder why.
I'm curious. I wonder.
Yeah.
Wonder why.
I don't know. Maybe they like brown teeth better than green teeth. I mean, one turns your teeth green, the other one turns your teeth brown.
I guess that's what it is, maybe. All right, and then last but not least, we got 4 minutes. Dairy fats found in milk, yogurt, and cheese may help protect against type 2 diabetes, according to research published in the journal Circulation. The study found people who had the most dairy fat in their diet had about a 50% lower risk diabetes compared to people who consumed the least dairy fat. I find that interesting. I don't really drink milk, but I do eat a lot of cheese, so good for me. But I wonder if you want to find out more, contact NPR. They'll give you more details. But I guess
the hardest thing about all of these studies is that you got the people that can't have the fat, and then you got the people that can't have the carbs, and then you get the people that can't have both. You know, so one study tells you, well, if you eat dairy fat, that's going to lower your risk of having type 2 diabetes. But the person all also has a cholesterol problem. Well, if you eat dairy fat, you're going to have a heart attack. You know, well, I won't have diabetes, but I'll have a heart attack. You know, so it's just like these studies,
it's
people
crazy.
Spend so much freaking money on these studies, and these studies only work for a tiny micro percentage of people. Because people don't just have one issue.
Right.
Well, we all have an issue. We need to find out how the heck that Pepsi is getting those electrolytes in that water, and we need to make sure they're in there.
Yes, we're gonna write to Propel, right?
Yes, Propel. We want to know.
We want to know if that water really propels us.
We got 2.5 minutes left. All I wanted to say is there's going to be a big horse race next Saturday, the Kentucky Derby. And as of the last 5 years I've been doing this show, I've always predicted the winner, and I've been pretty good. I think I'm three out of 4 years so far picking the winner. So I'm going to pick the horse Exaggerator for the Kentucky Derby. It's a California horse. I think it's going to win, and the favorite's going to be a horse called Nyquist, but I'm going with Exaggerator from Behind to win the Kentucky Derby. And Brian, do you have anything else you would like to add?
I think Exaggerator is a perfect horse for you.
Yep. Thank you.
And that's
Thanks
all I have to add.
All right, and
I have something. Yes, I want to wish everyone who is a mother Happy Mother's Day, because we won't be here next week. Other week. So Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and to my mother.
Yes,
isn't
it my mother too?
I think it's the 8th, of course.
I believe it is. Yes, Happy Mother's Day to my mother and every other mother that's out there. We will be back.
Oh, and you know what? The following
what?
Show, I don't know if I'll be on, because I'm going to be on the road.
Oh, darn!
You're going to be what?
I'm going to be on the road on vacation.
What?
You got back from vacation.
Yeah.
No,
that
was not vacation. That was work. Now I'm going on vacation. Vacation is usually when I have my wife with me, and we can actually enjoy something together. That's vacation. I was on a work trip.
Make sure if you're traveling and driving, stop by Roy Rogers and pick up a roasted sandwich.
Either of us are going to be stopping by Roy Rogers.
Oh, okay. And we got to go. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Thanks for joining us. And you can hear the replay or tell your friends about the replay at greyandideasradio.com. We're out of here, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Ciao.
There's a bad sort of clanging from the clock in the hall, and the bells in the steeple too. And up in the nursery, an absurd little bird is popping up to say cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Regretfully they tell us, but firmly they concur us.
Adieu, adieu, to you and you and you. The end, that's all, folks.